In one of the great cathedral churches in Europe, I forget exactly where it was, they have a very interesting set of main doors. They're big bronze doors. And into the doors are carved four different scenes. The first scene is a picture of six stone water jars. Second scene is a picture of five loaves and two fish. Third scene is 13 people sitting around a table. The fourth scene is three people sitting around a table. There's a little explanation plaque there that says that the first scene, the six stone water jars, is a reference to the wedding at Cana, when Jesus turned the water into wine. Second scene, the five loaves and two fish, refers to that time on the mountainside when Jesus took those five loaves and two fish and multiplied them and fed the multitude. Third scene is the Last Supper, Jesus with his disciples around the table as he gives them the Eucharist. The fourth scene is today's gospel, Jesus with the two travelers on the road to Emmaus, and when he sits down with them and breaks the bread with them and they recognize him. Because each of those scenes refers to the Eucharist in one way or another. The artist said that the first scene, the six stone water jars, is a preview of the Eucharist. Jesus turned water into wine, but one day he would turn wine into his own body and blood. It's a preview of the Eucharist. The feeding of the 5,000 is a promise of the Eucharist. Right after he fed those people with the five loaves and two fish, Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. I will feed you with myself. Whoever feeds on me will have eternal life." The third scene, of course, is the institution of the Eucharist. Jesus is at table, breaks the bread, and shares the cup for the first time, calling it his body and his blood. And that fourth scene, the one in today's gospel, we see those travelers not recognizing Jesus risen from the dead and traveling with them, who go in and sit at table, inviting him to do so. And it's when he breaks the bread for them. He does the same thing he did for them at the Last Supper. Took the bread, handed it to them, broke it. That's when they recognize him. And I think if we focus on that fourth scene, especially this morning, isn't it true that you and I are like the travelers on the road to Emmaus? We're the ones walking the road of life. And Jesus comes and walks with us. We never walk the road alone. He walks with us. He tells us that when we gather here, every time we gather here like this, he will break the bread for us to give us himself. Walk with us through life and give us his love, his life, his strength. Every time we gather here, he breaks the bread for us, the bread of his own body, his own blood, sharing himself with us. We remember that, you know, when we gather here, we don't just remember what Jesus did. Jesus himself is here in that bread and wine, become his body and blood. He himself, the risen Lord, is here to give his life to us. You know, it's very interesting. A number of years ago now, there was a little series of books called Surprised by Faith, that's what it was, yeah, I'm sorry. And there were little conversion stories. They told the stories of people who converted from whatever religion they were to the Catholic Church and the reasons why they did it. And several of those little stories were about fundamentalist evangelical ministers, Bible-based churches. In most of those Bible-based churches, you know, their ceremonies, their worship ceremonies are basically the Bible and singing, preaching. They very seldom celebrate the Lord's Supper. And when they do, they don't really believe that Jesus is present in the bread and wine. It's kind of a remembrance of him, but they don't believe he's really present there. But the trajectory of these little stories is very interesting for these ministers. They have some kind of a question about something in the Bible, some point in the Bible that they don't understand. How are they going to understand it? There's a dispute about it. They decide the best way to understand it is to go back to the earliest days of the church, the church fathers, the first those who began writing about the faith, see how they understood these things. Well, here's the thing. When they get back there, that's where they're surprised. Because what do they see? They see a church that looks an awful lot like the Catholic Church. A church where the Eucharist is the center. The Eucharist is the center of everything. And it blows their minds. They never understood this. It leads them on the way, many of them, to conversion. But you see, that's the thing. When we look at the Acts of the Apostles, we see how many times, just in the Acts of the Apostles alone, we're told that the early disciples gathered for what? The breaking of the bread. They gathered to break the bread that they believed Jesus was breaking for them. Jesus giving himself to them. That's what we do when we're here. Jesus sits at table with us, breaks the bread for us, gives us himself. You know, if I were to ask you this morning why you're here, why you come more or less each week, I wonder what kind of answers we get to that question. Some of us might say, well, you know, we have to come out of obedience. God said, keep the Lord's day holy. We don't want to commit a sin, so we come. Well, that's a good reason in itself. Some might say, well, I come because I want to set a good example for my children. I want them to understand who Jesus was, and I want to put them on the right path. That's a good reason to come. Some might say, I come because I kind of like being with the community. Family, friends, people I know, being with them, worshiping with them makes me feel good. That's a good reason too. But hopefully, we come ultimately for a deeper reason than any of those. We come because you and I are looking for something more. We're looking for a voice beyond us, looking for a truth beyond us. We're looking for something greater than us. You know what we're looking for? Echoes of eternity. We're looking for echoes of eternity. That's why we come. Because here, in the Word of God, and then especially the breaking of the bread that Jesus does with us, we see echoes of eternity. You know, St. Paul said it. The bread that we break, is it not a sharing in the body of Christ? An echo of eternity. The blood that we drink, the wine that we share, is not a sharing in the blood of Christ? An echo of eternity. Something that begins here and goes there forever. Echoes of eternity. That's why we're here. We want to hear in Jesus and find in Jesus and meet in Jesus our eternity. That's why we're here. Let me conclude with a little true story. I read recently about these little villages down in the mountain country of Guatemala. You know, that Central American country, as you probably know, is very mountainous. And many of the little villages are very isolated. They don't have a resident priest. Priests might have 10 or 12 of those villages widely scattered and get to them maybe every 3 or 4 months. But what happens in the meantime? Well, every one of those villages has somebody appointed as a catechist, usually one of the tribal leaders. And when the priest isn't coming that month, what that catechist will do is this. He'll get on his burro, go down the mountainside, 5-6 hours away, treacherous traveling, sometimes at risk of being robbed by bandits. He'll go to the major city in the area. There he'll be given enough consecrated hosts to bring back to that village for a month, or however long it's going to be before the priest comes. He'll put those consecrated hosts in his saddlebags, go back up the mountain. While he's gone, his neighbors and friends will look out for his family. When he gets there, he'll go to the little church, put the Blessed Sacrament in their little tabernacle. Then every Sunday, the people of that village will come together to listen to God's word, to receive the Lord in the consecrated host. Why did they do that? Why did they go to all that trouble? Why did they do that? Because like us, They're looking for echoes of eternity. They need that. They want that. You and I need it too. We want it. So remember, today, Christ invites you to sit at table with him. He invites you to receive the broken bread, which is himself. He invites you to receive his life, beginning here, leading there. Echoes of eternity. May God bless you.